Let's turn to our joys and concerns. In your bulletin on the grave, as the people we need to remember this week in our prayers, we need to lift each and every one up and remember them. They all need our prayers. And we particularly need to remember our people in the armed services. They're away for Christmas. This is a hard time for them. I have a joy. We want to thank the Circle D for the family gift. It's a real lift with everything that's going on. It's Merry Christmas, and it's from the Pittmans. Dear God, we know that you are with us in suffering and joy. Help us to find the peace and joy in everyday life. At this time, no better time than Christmas to affirm our faith as Christians. If you'll turn in your hymnal to page 7 and join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born to the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven, is seated on the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our word in song this morning is Ave Maria, and I believe it's going to be beamed to us by satellite from Three Men and a Melody.
I just wanted to say a little bit of something about this before we start it. This week, I finally got a CD of Eric's and listened to it. And the sixth song on the CD was the Ave Maria, and I was listening to it on the way in to work Wednesday morning, and it just really, really touched me. And I walked into the office, and June goes, "Do you have a cold?" I go, "No, I've been crying," because I was listening to this song. So it really touched me, and I hope it touches you the same way.